So this meditation will deal with accessing the vertical axis, as Jesus speaks about in the Course, otherwise known as the central column or the central channel of light. And so take a few moments and relax yourself, get seated in a comfortable position with your feet on the floor. And your body in a nice straight alignment, but comfortable, relaxed. And take a few moments and take a couple of nice, deep, gentle breaths. Orienting yourself to the body, to your breath. And drawing all of your awareness off the horizontal plane. Off the external world and draw it within. Bring all of yourself back to your breath. And with your intention, align yourself with your vertical axis. And it might be easy to visualize a white column of light running right down through the top of your head, through your body, into the earth. And just resting your awareness within. And notice how things just begin to get a little quieter, a little softer. And that's because when we cultivate the practice of going within, we come to know the ultimate expression of love only exists within. And we come to directly know this as our being. This is the peace that passes all understanding. This is I need do nothing. So gently bring your attention to your whole body. Be aware of your body and your experience of your body exactly as it is. Notice as your breath moves within your body, within your chest, and just enjoy breathing, nothing more. And breathe from the top of your head to the bottoms of your feet. And allow your whole body to breathe. The mind is ever so intrinsically tied to our breath. And as we breathe down into our form, the mind begins to rest in the quiet earth, the ground of being. And the light that you are is the director of this mind, and with simple awareness, can quiet and soothe all restlessness. So with your breath, just bring the mind home and within. Continue to bring your breath deep into your body with your awareness. Notice the stillness, the peace, and the quiet that reside when your focus comes off the external and rests within. Now rest your awareness at the top of your head, your crown, and imagine a lotus flower gently blooming, softly falling open, and receiving the warm sun. Relax and let the top of your head be soft and receptive. And be aware of your central channel of light. Be aware of your vertical axis, again, either visually or with intention, or just a sensing and a knowing that it's there. This column of light holds your primordial essence. Just allowing the light to move through your channel, through your body. You need do nothing. The light is so strong that it radiates throughout the sunship and returns thanks to the Father for radiating his joy upon it. Only God's holy children are worthy channels of his beautiful joy, because only they are beautiful enough to hold it by sharing it. And continuing to breathe. And if you find yourself getting distracted or drifting away, just gently bring your awareness back down into the form, aligning again with the vertical axis, the central channel of light. Move your awareness down and in, descending that beautiful light of awareness that you are. And keeping it from no part of yourself. There's a gentle discipline here that lovingly calls you back to rest within, relax. Be present. Be available. You may notice the deeper you go within, feelings seem to arise, perhaps images, maybe just sensations. The more you bring the truth of who you are to these deep places inside, the more we illuminate the unconscious, the layers, the confusion, the hurt and the pain. This light that you are, this awareness that you are, is the love that you are. And it wants to touch every part of you. It wants to liberate every part of you. Parts that are known and parts that are unknown. So take a moment and notice where your awareness naturally wants to rest in your body. If you just relax and just let go, you'll be drawn to exactly the right place. And wherever that is for you, just be present there. Be available. And trusting and allowing that the light you are, the love you are, the very awareness that you are, is what sees past everything that you believe to be yours. What you mistakenly have taken to be yourself, to be your problems, your beliefs, so allowing yourself to continue to be aware, to rest, just be a gentle witness as you move inside, as you move within, and asking Spirit for clarity, for guidance. Teach me, guide me, show me, Holy Spirit, what's perfect for my awareness in this moment, inside, what have I put away and stored in my body that I'm willing to look at, love and release with your support, your guidance. And wherever you are, wherever your awareness rests, you gently reside there without agenda, without expectation, unconditional presence. Infinite patience. And that is what reinterprets everything you find. But in order to lovingly touch the unconscious, we have to be present, we have to be available. And in this place, our body is of great assistance as the vehicle and the tool that it is. And in not denying it, we see its proper function. Its proper use. And only then do we understand the words, I am not a body, I am free. And so continuing to bring your awareness deeper, or staying with where you found your resting place. And asking, Holy Spirit, teach me, guide me, show me what's perfect for my awareness in this moment. And surrendering to your Christ consciousness, the Christ that you are. That knows exactly how to show you the truth of what's here. How to reinterpret what you're confused about. And to bring the light of truth, the wisdom and the insight that can only be found within. In the world, but not of it. In your body, but not your body. The further we allow the loving presence to descend into our form, the deeper we bring heaven to earth. The deeper we access the unconscious beliefs that keep us from recognizing the God self that we are. This is when we build our home on rock and not on sand or straw. And returning your awareness to your central channel, again, your vertical axis. Allow your awareness to travel all the way down, deep through your body, well past your body, deep into the earth. And resting. How helpful our bodies can be when we don't fear them. And above all, when we do not fear what's inside, what we've put away, what we run from. They can be the gateway to direct experience. Direct experience of the ground of being. The stillness, the silence. The peace. And in that peace, we welcome everything home that mistakenly cast itself aside. the Christ that you are cannot be denied access to any part of yourself. Nor does it fear making anything real by bringing awareness to it. Your power rests in the awareness that you are the Christ, and that you can direct this awareness anywhere at any time. And allowing whatever you touch into, whatever you find, whatever is unearthed and rises into loving awareness, just to let it be. Usher it through the heart. Allow it. I need do nothing. Inherently one of the most profound and powerful statements that we have. Let go of the control. Let go of the defense. And come within. When we lay our fears to rest, the ground of being becomes directly experienced. And through our body, our fear can be met with spirit, viscerally and cellularly. And this meeting transmutes beyond conceptions. And light lives and breathes in the very marrow of our bones. The holy, living Son of God transcends the form to give of itself again and again as the one power, the one love, the one truth. And so take a few moments now and rest your awareness in your heart, your chest area. And just be aware of what it feels like to be present there, to really be available. And trusting in just allowing the light to stream in. And touching all places in the unconscious that have been calling for it. And let go and allow your heart just to join with the universal heart. Again, everything is intention. And feel your infinite presence, your infinite being. The endless, eternal love that you are. Love that forgives everything you have hidden from yourself. Love that delights in meeting you in the darkest corners of your being, in the places that you swore you would never go. In the promise that you made to yourself to hide yourself away. Love will find you there. Liberate you and celebrate you. And so relaxing, deeper relaxing, and aligning again in the vertical axis. And resting. And trusting. That the body is not to be feared. And not to be denied, but ultimately to be understood for the greater good. And using it to anchor your awareness, to liberate your unconscious, to directly experience the love that you are. Is its greatest gift. And in turn, extend that truth to all around you. Communicate that direct experience. Demonstrate what you know to be true. And live and embody the Christ that you are. Know thyself, and you shall be known. Live and love all that you are, and in this we bring heaven to earth.